It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, you know, last week I talked a little bit about an awesome striper fishing trip I had up on Lake Texoma a couple weeks ago now with Chris Carey, Striper Express up there. Yeah, I promised that we were going to try to get Bill Carey on, the man behind, you know, that started Striper Express 36 years ago. Couldn't catch him last week, but we've got Bill, and I want to talk about I want Bill to talk a little bit about striper fishing and what's going on up there at Texoma. I can tell you from recent past experience that it's really, really good. Bill, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Well, good morning, Luke, and all y'all out in radio land.
Well, good morning to you, buddy. Last week I talked a little bit about our fishing trip, but a lot of things happened on that trip, a lot of good things. But it was a challenge. It was a challenging guide trip for Chris or any guide, and there's some reasons that are way out of a guide's control. The reason it was weather was the kicker, and thank goodness nowadays, Bill, for weather radar. You guys have been starting early, 5:30. We were down at the boathouse there, and just perfect timing for a good hard rain. And two storms were moving through Texoma land, and on either side of the lake, one went through. But Chris was I've never guided fishing trips, but I've guided a little bit hunting in the hunting world. And I know what it's like to be in charge. There's nobody else going to say, let's hammer down and go. I don't care who you've got with you. There's only one person that can make that decision, and that's the guide. And Chris was watching that weather. We were sitting there telling jokes, drinking coffee, having a good time, a good morning session. But finally, he showed us all the radar, and I was looking at it on my phone too. He said, it's time to go. Well, we went. It was about 26-mile run, but that big old 300-horse engine pushed us right along, Bill. And I tell you, we were in maybe the best striper fishing that I ever remember. And there are several patterns that would work. But right now, the summer pattern you were telling me we were at the early stage of it, and it was really, really good. But it's locked in a pretty steady pattern now, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's mid-July now, and shoot, it is rock and roll, folks. This is the July traditional summer surfacing action.
Yep. Well, describe what's going on right now. I know it's not happening just in one spot, but the general pattern, Bill, if you would, please.
All right. Well, folks, it is, you know, summer fishing. If you've ever seen the white bass schooling out in the lakes, this is just the big brother of those fish. This is the pure striped bass here. And this time of year, it's all about oxygen. There is a thermocline. About 30 foot down, there is more oxygen below you than there is above you. And the fish like to stay in that comfort zone. But it is nothing for them to find or have a big school of shad, that is the bait fish, swim by, and they go into action. And stripers are schooling fish. They will eventually push that bait right to the surface, and that bait can run, but it cannot hide. So what you got is top water, surfacing, splashing. On a medium day with wind, you can see these splashes for over a half a mile away. It is the most exciting fishing of the year.
There is no question. And I can give a little give a little update on what happened, which was the early a couple weeks ago now, but it was the early stage of this. Folks, this wasn't widespread 2 weeks ago. It was happening in isolated places. And Chris knew the isolated place where it was red hot. It was maybe one of the first places for this summer pattern to start, Bill. But after that 26-mile boat ride, didn't take that long. We stopped, and what had been happening, the shad were obviously up shallow at night, and the stripers had been pushing them up in this big cove. Well, we got there probably, an hour and a half after daylight because of the weather. When we got there, there was still plenty of cloud cover. It was still, so Chris glassed that cove with his binoculars, looked back in there. He said, I'm afraid they've already been there and come out because of the later in the morning, you know. And so they weren't there. Well, from that mouth of that cove, he started scanning around back toward the big part of the lake, the deeper water. Well, sure enough, he said, there they are. And there was probably an acre of a big shad popping and small shad popping. They were busting the surface, splashes everywhere. So we made about I guess it was 300 or 400 yards over there, just eased up in them. And there's the fun. There's where the fun started, Bill. If you like to topwater fish, my grandson Jackson Zimmerman, that was his first experience on stripers that I know of. I don't think he'd ever caught any. Chris said, how about catching some on topwaters, Jackson? Well, we had sassy shad tied on, and you could make long casts with those six gill reels. I was impressed with very much. Hold the rod high. That's what I was doing. And at 7-1 or 8-1 ratio, you could keep that, if you hold your rod up high and crank fast, you could keep that sassy shad just inches under the water. But Bill, it didn't stay there long. They were whacking them like crazy. So anyway, we were fishing. Our Jackson there was fishing topwaters, and he caught, actually, like usually happens, the biggest one of the day right off the bat on a topwater. Got pictures of it. You saw them. And and then it was nonstop action on the sassy shad too. I'd say for maybe 10 minutes, maybe 15. And then, bingo, what do they do? The shad moved, and they pushed them off. So there was a lull until they resurfaced. They came back up maybe another 200 or 300 yards out, and then it was game on again. That's the kind of fishing. It was just starting, 2 weeks ago, but right now that's a draw right there. I know a lot of your people have been waiting for this steady bite, right?
Yes, sir. Yep. Folks, didn't Luke do a good job of describing that? He said it perfect, how they pop back up and you got to keep your eye on them. Now, that was the beginning. They have grouped up into large schools. These schools are up. There's three major schools that work the lake in the summer, and we got them again. One's up the Washtenaw River, one's up down by the dam, and one is about 10 miles from us called the TI Run.
Yep.
And these are areas where large schools of stripers do exactly what Luke said. They stay up longer, they'll run farther, and then they sound. But you'll get an hour of it this time of year. And there is nothing more exciting than chunking that big old plug out there and hitting that fish right on the head. That's a metaphor, folks.
It is, you know, Bill. It is.
Just hit him out there and twitch that thing, and he finds it, and hang on, Lucy.
Oh boy, yeah, it's enough to make a kid out of just about anybody that loves to feel that tug on the line. I went back at the cleaning station. Of course, we had limits and of these good eaters, what some people call box fish. I call them good eating fish. But I was talking to Chris. I said, I actually filmed this for one of our little Sportsman's Life, a little cooking segment, but. I asked Chris about if he could just leave the scales and the skin on a couple of them, which equates to four fillets for a little striper on the half shell. And he did. He said, "But let me tell you something, Luke. Instead of leaving these scales on, it takes 30 seconds to scale it. Let me scale them for you, and then cook them on the half shell. It's just he likes to do them like. And from now on, I'll spend a little bit." Time and scale them, because I fired up that little grill and cooked them actually on the ground. I've got one of these little round grills that raise up or down, in elevation. I didn't use my smoking techs. I wanted to just grill these real quick, and I had that hot coals under them, and basted them with lemon butter. Oh my gosh, that was, I had some people bragging on those. But the bottom line is, if you want to catch them on sassy shad, you can do it. Topwaters, you can do it. Now, I forgot to mention one of my addictions. I don't know why I love this so much. I do. I guess I do know. I love to catch stripers on slabs.
I know so you do.
I don't know why. I know that there's something about when they hit that slab's probably going to be moving a bit faster than any other bait because it's made out of lead and it sinks. When they hit that thing, they hit it like a locomotive. So Chris was looking at his graph. He says, "Luke, look at them down here, man. They weren't surfacing at the moment. They were stacked on the bottom." And he said, "I know what you're looking at." I was eyeing one of those rods, those six gill rods up that had a slab tied on. You know, I grabbed that thing and let it hit bottom and pumped it up and let it flutter back, and wham! I caught about three on the slab. So you can catch them any way you want to right now, Bill. I know that.
Oh, yeah. Yep. This is so much fun, folks. What Luke's talking about, folks, is a slab is a lead spoon, and we drop them vertically, and you keep your thumb near the spool in case they like it on the fall, but then you rip it up. You reel it fast, and when they hit it,
wham,
they almost set the hook themselves. Your rod will wrap against the boat and hang on, because I know what Luke's talking about. You feel their head shake.
Yep.
It's so much fun. They'll take a few runs. And it's a good fight.
It's good. Bill, they're telling me we're out of time. I could visit with you about two more hours, but striperexpress.com, pretty dang easy to locate. If you want to leave a number, of course, do that. People might want to give you a buzz and pick your brain a little bit more, Bill.
Yeah, folks, you can reach us at 903-786-4477. That's 903-786-4477. 4477.
Bill, thank you a lot, bud. I want to stay on top of this this bite here, and I know it's good for a while, but a couple weeks I'd like to get you back and let's get a current update. How about that?
Yes, sir. Will do.
Folks, that was my longtime friend Bill Carey up with Striper Express there on Lake Texoma. About 36 years ago, give or take a year, I forget exactly. Bill called me. He was en route to either Florida or Mississippi. I think Florida. And he called and he says, "Luke, I'm going to go pick up a big party boat. We're going to name it Striper Express and we're going to put it on Lake Texoma and take big groups of fishermen out." And I thought, well, you know, okay, that sounds like a pretty good idea. Well, for a long time, the Striper Express was the place to go up there. And then later, Bill's operation, Striper Express, they started doing, you know, taking smaller groups in smaller boats, not small boats. I'm talking 24, 26-foot boats, but not the Striper Express. But it's Striper Express guide service up there has become a legend through the years. Now, Bill's son, Chris, has been guiding well over, I think, close to 25 years up there now already, kind of carrying the tradition on. An interesting side note is when we left fishing, Bill took me by his house and I saw the Striper Express. I haven't seen that boat I haven't been on that boat in 30 years. It's setting up on blocks in really good shape. I told Bill, I said, "You need to put that back on the water." So don't be surprised if in upcoming months, years, we see Striper Express again up on those emerald green waters of Lake Texoma. Folks, we're out of time. Remember, catfishradio.org. Check out my website, and we'll see you right back here next week at the same time. Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Smoke Intex Electric Smokers, Sightmark, Texas Raised Hunting Products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort at Canton, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, The Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.